this way, and therefore in such a case, the machzir does not have a chazaka. And therefore will have to prove the point that he bought it some other way. Otherwise it'll go back to the original owner. Then was another case. Hahu and a man, Dahu di Omalil Chavri. Some Reuven came to Shimon and said to Shimon, "My boy is Bayaryu, what are you doing on this property?" Omalay, so Shimon answered back, "Mi palnia zevinte, I bought this property off Yehuda. The Omali that he told me at the time when I bought it off him, the Zavne Minoch, Yehuda told me that he bought it off you." So Shimon tells Reuven, "Listen, you want to know what I'm doing here? I bought this property off Yehuda, that Yehuda bought it off you, so what do you want from me?" Omalay, so Reuven says back to Shimon, "Omalay, at lav komedis, don't you agree, you're agreeing right now, thy argue didehi, that this property belonged to me. Like you also admit it. You're just saying you bought it off Yehuda, that Yehuda bought it off me. But you agree that it started out by me, this property belonged to me. If so, and viat loizavinti minoi, you did not buy it off me. You're also admitting that you had nothing to do with me. You only bought it off Yehuda. And so, now Reuben has a right to say to Shimon, Zil, leave here. Lav bal debron diyat. I have nothing to do with you. Like, I did not sell it to you. And you admit that I'm the owner here. So, you have no tainus. Like, you admit it's my property. And you did not buy it off me, so then you can't have any tainus here. Amar Rav, Rav said, Dina Kamalei. It's like true what he said. Reuben has a right to throw Shimon out of the field. Like Rashi says, Shimon answers back and says, "You know what I'm doing here in this field? I bought this field off Yehuda, and Yehuda told me he bought it off you, Reuven." Kalei Rashi says, "Yehuda told me at the time when I bought this property off him, Yehuda told me that he bought it off you." We leave it beyond the original owner, Reuven. What's the reason behind the timer? Since this Shimon admits that this property at the beginning belonged to Reuven, not only in a case where Shimon did not make a chazaka yet, even if he lived there already 3 years, still it's not called a good chazaka. And Reuven has a right to throw Shimon out. So a chazaka sheini motaini. But this is called a chazaka she'eini mo tani. You don't have a good taina. She'eini yodeya im hoisa shel oishay shemocha lo yim lav. Like you, Shimon, you yourself do not know if Yehuda really owned it. Like you're telling me Yehuda told you that he bought it off me. So you admit that it belonged to me at the beginning. But how do you know to believe Yehuda that he bought it off me? Who said Yehuda bought it? Like the Mora says in Bava Metzia. In other words, you, Shimon, now you're admitting that this field belonged to me. And you're only saying you bought it off Yehuda. But you yourself do not have any real proof that Yehuda bought it off me. Says, so it has a locha, you bought a field off somebody, and that person does not own it, that the original owner gets the field back. And now you have a right to collect your money back. That's all. So that's what he answered back. Amarova Dina Kamale, that Shimon is saying, if he didn't write, that you have no right to stay here. I have a right to throw you out of the karka. Reuven has a right to throw Shimon out of the karka. Yeah. Right. Another case. Man said, Reuven said to Shimon, "My boy is Bayaryo, what are you doing in this field?" Omalei. So Shimon said back, "Listen, mi palnyo zavina, I bought it off this Yehuda, v'yachalte shnei chazaka, and I ate already shnei chazaka." Whereas here, Shimon does not admit that the field belonged to Reuven. When Reuven asked Shimon, "What are you doing in this field?" Shimon says, "Listen, I bought it off Yehuda, and I ate already 3 years. I'm here already 3 years, so don't bother me. I have my chazak already." Omalei. So now Reuven says back, "You should know, Shimon, palm ye gazlonahu. You're saying that you bought this field off Yehuda. I'm telling you, Yehuda is a gazlin. Stole it from me." Omalei. And he said to him, "I voisli sadi." So Shimon says back to Reuven like this, "Listen, I have edim, the asoi imlechi b'cho, that I myself, Shimon, before I bought this field off Yehuda, I went to you, Reuven, and I asked you for advice. I have Edus that I asked you for advice, should I buy this field or not? V'yamarteli, and you, Reuven, answered me and told me, Zilzavin, yes, go ahead and buy it.
If so, that should be a proof, like that Yehuda is not a Gazlin, that you're admitting to the sale. Like you yourself, Reuven,
told me, gave me advice to buy this field off Yehuda.
So if you yourself told me to buy it, how could you tell me now that Yehuda is a Gazlin, he stole it from you?
The Hura, that's the Edus that you yourself admitted that he's not a Gazlin. Samara says, Omale. So Reuven answered back and says, you're right, true, I admit that I told you to buy it, but you know why? Not because it really belongs to Yehuda. Avad, I'm still saying, like I'm saying, that Yehuda is a Gazlin. But the reason why I advised you to buy the field of Yehuda, because Hasheni Noyachli Harishan Koshimenu. In other words, Reuven is saying really that Yehuda is a Gazlin. Yehuda stole it from me. But Yehuda is too strong. I can't get my field back from Yehuda.
Therefore, what I want you to do, Shimon, is you now go and buy the field off Yehuda. Very good. You're an easygoing guy. Once you buy the field, now I know that I'll be able to get my field back.
That's why I told you to buy it. But not because I really admitted that the field really belonged to Yehuda. No. I just gave you advice. Maybe he wasn't allowed to do this, Mr. Omar. It was a wrong advice, like a nisa to do this. But that's all I meant to tell you. I only wanted you to buy it, that I should be able to get my field back. The question is now, do we believe Reuven or not? So my Rabbi says, yes, we believe Reuven. Dina Kamale, there's such a loch like that, we believe him. That Reuven has a right to answer himself and say, that you know why I told you to buy the field? Was because I wanted the field to get back to me. And if you'll buy it, it's easy for me to get it away from you. But you that I can't touch. Since so, we believe now Reuven. Rashi says, Omale, the fourth line of the big lines. Fifth line. Omar Rova, Dina Kamale, Hamar, Fiafilu im Hexik Bashola Shonas, Mashbrash Mechaloka. Even though the first one has the Chazoka, so what? Still we believe him. I will soon see why. So Mar says, Zechura, come on. Who are you saying like? Zechura, it only goes according to Adamoin. This will only come out good according to Adamoin. Tetnan, we learned something like this. The Gemara in Ksubas we had says like this: Tetnan, however al hasoda, if somebody comes to complain about a field, if somebody says, "No, it's stolen goods, stay away from it," however al hasoda, and then the locha is v'chaisim that somebody signs on it v'chaisim. However al hasoda, v'chaisim olay, and they signed on it, beid, and the aid is signed that it's a good sale.
Yeah.
Again, Hara Allah Sada, V'chosam Alei B'yeh. Like, here's the case. Hara Allah Sada, you Reuven, you're complaining that Shimon that bought the field had no right to buy the field. Again, Shimon bought this field off Yehuda. And Reuven was an aide on this shtar, that when Yehuda sold the field to Shimon, Reuven was an aide. And Reuven himself now comes and complains and says, listen, Yehuda stole the field for me, and the sale is not a good sale. Mama Shalva case. So Admin says, true, we believe this Reuven, because he has the right to say, Hasheni Noyachli, Harishin Koshimenu. Like Reuven says, you know why I signed on this shtar when they were selling it? You know why I signed on it? Because I wanted this field to get out of Yehuda's hands. Yehuda is a Gazlin, but he's a strong guy. I can't get my field away from him. So I'm letting Reuven buy this field. And I'll even be an aide on the shtar that it's a good sale. But not because Mitzar Adin is good, only because I want the field to get out of Yehuda's hands, that now when it comes into Shimon's hands, I'll be able to get it back. That's what Reuven is saying. So the Orah, the one that's complaining, is saying, even though I signed on the shtar, I only meant it to get it out of the hands of Yehuda. So Admin says, true, we believe him, we trust you, it's not a true, that can happen. But the Chachamim say, no, if it has a chusai, you lose your chus. You can't get it back anymore. Rashi said that none. Reuven, Oirer al Sode, Shemoch Hashim Levi. Reuven is complaining that a field that Shimon sold to Levi. V'yoyner Reuben says, Kishimin gazlim amenu, that Shimon stole it. So Shimon sold it to Levi, it doesn't belong to Levi, it belongs to me. V'hu Reuben amora chosim len, Reuben, the one's complaining now, signed on the star. Yeah. So Advent says, we believe him. And the Chum say, no, we do not believe him. And therefore, you, Reuben, lost your schusim. Since you signed a nishtar, you lost your schusim. So the Kasha Rashi says is, the Rashbam, we pass not to chomim. Says, so, how could Rava before say, Dina Kamalei, that we believe this Reuben, when he says, that even though I told you to buy the field, it's only because I wanted you to get it away from the Gazlin, how do we believe the Reuben, the Chur, that's only good according to Admon. But we pass not to chomim. And the Chum say, if it has chusoy, you lose your schus, and we should not believe you. So it's a kash on Rova. So Mara says, here it's good. Afilu teima rabbonin. Even if you want to say, the Rova is saying according to the rabbonin shita. Even according to Chachamim. Even though over there Chum say, if it has chusoy, I'll tell you, hosom ovid lei maisa. There the case is that this Reuven signed on the star. If you did such a big action of signing on a star mechira, then you can't come and tell us that it's stolen goods. So far, a person wouldn't go. That's the Chum Svara. Rashi says, Maisa Chosim, since you went and signed on the star, did such a big thing, there it has to be that the sale is a good sale. We do not believe you now to say it's stolen goods. I will talk over here in our case. What did Reuven do? Reuven didn't do a Maisa. Reuven just advised Shimon to buy the field. But not that Reuven really helped along in the sale. When Shimon came to ask him, should I buy this field off Yudah? So Reuven says, yes, you could buy it. Avalocha di burei ovid. He only said words. If so, ovid inish de mikri v'yomar. That could happen, that a person could say something. Ovid inish de mikri v'yomar. People just could say things, that's all right. Therefore, it says there's no kasha. Even though we hold like a chum, not like Admon, but that's only when did a maisa, ksibas hashtar. But here, just to say you did it, then it's all right. Nalimor says, Hahudi was a man. The Yom Lechavra, again, Reuven went to his friend Shimon and asked him, my boy, Yisbayar, you listen, what are you doing here in this field? Oh, Malay. So Reuven said, you should know, Shimon said, Mi palnia zavinte, I bought this field off Yehuda. V'yachaltiya shnei chazoka. And I already stayed here ready 3 years. I already ate chazoka. I'm on already 3 years. Don't bother me. Omalei, so Reuven said back, listen, you Shimon, you say you bought off Yehuda, palni gazlonahu, that's Yehuda you bought off as a gazlin. Omalei, so Reuven, so Shimon said back, vo isli sad, listen, I have edus here, the osis biurta, that I went to you at night time, the amart ali, zadan ali, and you told me to buy it. Omalei, he said back, amina izvun, I didn't tell you to buy it, I tell you to sell it. See Rashi? V'martali zavn alei. Now, v'yim shaloch hoiso, hoilocho lohoitzi momon bedin. Hoilohoitzi memeno bedin chinam. V'loi la'abed moesecho. 1 second, I forget. Well, again, the case is again like this. Again, that Reuven came to Shimon. Hey, Shimon, what are you doing in this field? So Shimon said, listen, I bought this field of Yehuda, and I'm here already three years already. So now, Reuven says, Yehuda is a gazlin, and he stole it off me, it's my field. So Shimon says back, listen. Shimon says, no, listen. For Isli Sandi, I have Edis, the Yatisa Biurta, that you came to me last night, V'yomartali Zavdan Ali, and you told me, sell it to me. Because I have Edis, the last night Reuven went to Shimon, and Reuven asked Shimon to sell me the property. So if you ask me to sell me the property, how could you say it's like stolen goods? It's stolen from you. If Yehuda really stole it from you, and I bought it off Yehuda, I'm required to give it back to you, Mitzar Adin. Says, so how come you came to me last night and asked me to buy it? Like, why should I, well, to sell it to you? Why should I sell it to you if you can get it, Mitzar Adin? Omalei, he said back, the Reuben said back, true, but Amina Izven Dinoi. Even so, I'm willing to buy something, even if I could get a Mitzar Adin. That's what he said back. Now, last night I was still in a good mood, and I figured, listen, instead of going through the whole business, going to Din Torah, to get this field away from you, because you bought it off the Gaza and stole it from me, instead of going through this whole night, I'll be nice, I have a lot of money, I'll buy the field off you.
Then the next day, Chayes Reuven made a bad deal. He lost his money. So now Reuven feels bad and says, listen, I can't buy it, but I want it back. Mitzaradina belongs to me. So the question, do we believe Reuven or not? So do people do such things like this? That even though they can get the property back through a din Torah, they could get it through claiming that he's a gazlin, still they would rather buy it back. Some of Rav said, yes, we still believe Reuven. Amar Rav, Oven Inish, there's such a thing, people could do things like this. It's normal to Zoven Dinoi, that a person would go and buy something back, even though he may get it back, Mitzar Adin. But rather going through the Tircha, going to Bezdin, it sometimes worth it for you to go and buy it right now. Sinchlam, we talk and believe you. Rav says, Oven Zoven Dinoi, Odom Tam, the normal person, the normal person, Odom Tam, Shere Reitzel is Koitet, doesn't want to have any arguments. Afidu al-Shaloi, even though he really owns it, he doesn't want to go through the Din Torah. So also, let's see myself, little al-Shaloi. B'loi Din. So maybe we talk and believe Reuven. How the Gemara says, Hohu di yom l'chavre, Reuven went to his friend Shimon. Ma boy is bayari. Again, he asked Shimon, what are you doing in this property? Oh, ma le Shimon said, mi palnyo zavine. I bought it off Yehuda. And I'm here ready 3 years. Leave me alone. Omale. So Reuven said to Shimon, Vonikita Shtoro Tizavno Li Mine. Listen, I have a shtar from Yehuda that he sold me the shtar. What are you, Shimon, saying? That you bought this field off Yehuda, therefore it belongs to you, but me, Reuven, I have a shtar that you just sold me the field.